Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, episode 9.
Coffee Break Español!
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. This is the espresso in which we're bringing you a quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. As usual, we have three sections. In this first section, I'm going to be talking about an example of Spanish, real-life Spanish, that I've seen on the streets of Spain. And then in our second segment, we are going to be joined by Fernanda, and we'll be looking at a particular use of the subjunctive. And then finally, we'll finish with an inspirational quotation for you. Let's get started. Now, I was lucky enough to be in Malaga in the south of Spain last week for some meetings, and I noticed this poster in the window of a travel agency. As usual, if you're listening to this episode on the podcasts app of your mobile device, then you should be able to see the photo. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com and click on episode 9 where you'll see the photo that we're talking about today. So let's take a look at this poster. It says, "En diciembre nos vamos." En diciembre nos vamos. So literally, in December, we are heading off. We are going away. Now, it's encouraging people to take a holiday to head off on vacation over Christmas and New Year. And I like this because of the use of the verb ir in the reflexive form, irse. And it's that bit more emphatic than just the normal ir. Ir, of course, means to go. But irse has a more emphatic form. It means more to go away further, perhaps. So let's look at this in more detail. First of all, ir is to go, but for shorter trips. Voy al baño. I am going to the bathroom. Va al médico. He is going to the doctor. Oh, vamos al mercado. We're going to the market. But irse is used when you're going away, when you're going further, or when you're going away for perhaps a more significant trip. So, nos vamos a España para Navidades. We are heading off to Spain for Christmas or for the Christmas period. Nos vamos a España. We're using it in the reflexive form, so we get the full conjugation as me voy. Te vas, se va, nos vamos, os vais, se van. And I'm going to say that again, this time with the personal pronouns in there too. So the subject pronoun and the reflexive pronoun. Yo me voy. I am heading off. Tú te vas. You are heading off. Él or ella se va. Nosotros nos vamos. Vosotros os vais. And ellos or ellas se van. Now, irse is also used commonly in command forms or imperatives. So, for example, we've got the expression vámonos, a very, very common phrase, vámonos. And that's literally saying, let us all head off. Vámonos. It's the nosotros form. And we've got the nos in there as the reflexive pronoun, and it goes on to the end in that form, vámonos. It's really vámonos, but we can't see that S there before the nos at the end. Vámonos, let's go. And another imperative form using irse that's quite popular, or that's quite common at least, maybe not popular, is vete, go off, as in go away. When you tell someone vete, it means go away. It's not particularly polite. So you're saying to someone, go away from here, head off, vete, vete, ya, go away. Another point I'd like to pick up on here is this use of irse is very similar to marcharse. Marchar, literally to march, but marcharse can be used like irse, meaning to head off. Me voy, I'm off, or me marcho, I'm heading off. Me marcho. Yo me marcho ahora. I'm heading off now. So marcharse can also be used in this way. Now, one other point before we finish talking about en diciembre, nos vamos, and that is the use of capital letters in this advert. Obviously, it's an advert. They're using capitals to capture our attention. But what we need to remember is that in Spanish, the months of the year don't have capital letters. So diciembre would normally be written with a small initial letter, an initial D that's in the lower case. So diciembre, as in all of the months of the year, not written with a capital letter. Now, there is more practice of irse in our exercise that you can find in this week's notes, and they're available as part of our premium version of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. Head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com, where you can find out all you need to know about the espresso. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, it's time now for
Subjunctive of the Week.
Subjunctive of the Week. Ay, 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 ay.
Qué bonita la canción.
¿Cómo estás, Fernanda?
Muy bien, ¿y tú, Marc?
Muy bien. Bueno, ¿qué tienes para nosotros hoy?
Bueno, esta semana tenemos dudar qué.
Ah, dudar qué, más sí. Subjuntivo.
Muy bien.
Cuéntanos, ¿cuáles son las oraciones de hoy?
Bueno, la primera, que yo la diría cuando estoy hablando con alguna amiga, ¿eh? Ya Ajá. Te cuento. Por ejemplo, dudo que Carlos vaya a Grecia en diciembre.
Ah.
Sí, es okay. Más como, lo dirías como un chisme o cotilleo, como dicen en España.
Ok. So this is kind of like a bit of gossip.
Sí, qué bueno que tú sabes, es parte de la cultura.
Bueno, cuéntanos otra vez, vamos a repetir la frase.
Dudo que Carlos vaya a Grecia en diciembre.
So, here we've got dudo que.
Sí,
dudar, first of all, means to doubt.
Muy bien.
So, dudar que. And since the subjunctive always involves a little bit of doubt, then sí. We know that we're going to need a subjunctive here. Dudo que Carlos
vaya, que viene de ir.
So, vaya is quite irregular, that one.
Sí, siempre.
Dudo que Carlos vaya a Grecia
en diciembre.
So I doubt that Carlos is going to Greece in December.
Sí.
So what would be the situation there? Why would we be doubting that Carlos...
Por ejemplo, si sabemos que Carlos no tiene dinero.
Okay.
O no sé, o tiene algún problema amoroso.
Ah. Entonces, si Carlos tiene un problema amoroso,
sí.
No va a ir a Grecia, ¿no?
No, tal vez se iba con la novia, pero tienen problemas y ahora no va.
Okay. So this is the kind of thing that you would be saying, I doubt that Carlos is going to be going to Greece in December after all, yeah?
Sí, sí.
Dudo que Carlos vaya a Grecia en diciembre, pero dudo que más subjuntivo.
Muy bien, sí, porque no sabemos todavía.
Perfecto. Otro ejemplo, por favor.
Ahora, bueno, esta es una pregunta. ¿Dudas que esté diciendo la verdad?
Uy, pero estás disputando con alguien, ¿no?
Sí, también en onda de chisme o cotilleo aquí. Entonces, repitámoslo. ¿Dudas que esté diciendo la verdad?
Okay.
¿Sabes lo que significa, Mark?
So, here we've got dudas que. So, do you doubt that
sí.
Esté diciendo? Interesting. Because sí. Esté comes from the verb estar, of course.
Sí,
so,
sí.
Estar diciendo, to be telling la verdad, the truth.
Sí, muy
so,
bien.
Do you doubt that I'm telling the truth? But in actual fact, we would probably say, do you not think I'm telling the truth? We would change the verb in English. We wouldn't say, do you doubt that I'm telling the truth? Y la otra cosa es que es continuo, ¿no?
Sí, 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 por el diciendo.
Dudas que esté diciendo la verdad. Estar diciendo o estoy diciendo, sí. I am seeing, I am telling. But here it moves into the subjunctive after dudar que. Dudas que esté diciendo la verdad.
Sí, muy bien, Mark, excelente.
Bueno, es todo por hoy. Muchas gracias, Fernanda.
De nada, Mark. Adiós.
Y la semana que viene nos veremos otra vez.
Sí, por supuesto. Subjunctive of the
week. So some very interesting examples of dudar que with the subjunctive. Now it's time for our cita de la semana, or cita de la semana. It's the quotation of the week. And for this week, we're going to a quotation about travelling, a lovely quotation about travelling from St. Augustine, San Agustín. And the quotation goes like this. El mundo es un libro y aquellos que no viajan solo leen una página. I'll say that again. El mundo es un libro y aquellos que no viajan solo leen una página. So let's translate this. El mundo es un libro. The world is a book. Y aquellos, and those ones, que no viajan. And those ones, or those people, who do not travel, solo leen una página. Only read one page. So leen, from the verb leer, una página, they read one page. And solo, you may see solo written in this quotation with an accent on the O, the first O of solo. However, based on the new spelling agreements or the new arrangements from the Real Academia, you don't put an accent on solo. So, even here, solo is spelled S-O-L-O. So, the world is a book, and those who do not travel only read one page of that book. El mundo es un libro, y aquellos que no viajan solo leen una página. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. Coffee Break Español! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.